It's season 11. It's episode one. It's the premiere. We have a lot to talk about. We're here. We're queer. Let's do this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's that?
Yes. Hey. Yes. Hey.
We're back.
Hey. We are back. It bears repeating. We're back.
Shimmy.
I'm so happy to see you.
You too, boo.
The dynamic duo is back.
I know.
And we have a special guest.
I'm a tag along this way.
Yes. It is Wednesday. Welcome to the first episode of Season 11's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. I'm your host, Hollywood Leon, and of course, I have my brilliant, shady panel to start us off tonight.
Yes. Hey, guys. Chelsea Zuck-Jones. So excited to talk about New York.
And it's your boy, DJ Jesse J.
Yes.
Welcome, Jesse. He's just coming in for the night.
You know, I typically handle the Atlanta girls,
but
I was like, let me take a splash into New York this season.
Dive into the waters, honey.
Because I wasn't following last season.
Yeah,
but I'll give you. The drama was good. I was sipping my tea this whole time. I was like, Ramona's never changed.
No,
you know
she's still the same, and that's why we love her and hate her at the same time.
I'm excited to talk about
it. It's all love for me.
Yeah,
I gotta love a girl that flirts.
Oh, I love Ramona. Yes. She's fantastic. We have a lot to get into. We have a fully loaded tweet section for you guys. You might want to stay tuned. We have a news and gossip section for you guys. We're going to be talking about a lot. The ladies of New York City open up with us. Kind of like, you know, a little sad note. Obviously, we're leaving off exactly where we left off. The reunion. Dennis technically wasn't...
He had passed away by the time the reunion aired.
Yes.
But he was still alive when
they
were taped.
Taping.
Yeah. So yeah. It was rough watching the reunion, knowing that he had passed.
Yeah. So we open up with that news, obviously. He died at Trump Tower, which was kind of interesting. I didn't know he lived there.
Yeah. Mm.
That must suck to live at Trump Tower.
Irony.
Can you imagine?
The irony, right?
Anyways.
Should laugh.
Luann was sued and went to rehab again.
Mm-hmm.
Dorinda and Giovanni are still very much alive. Sonia's walking the poodle, and Luann's in the Hamptons. I've been to her house. I don't know if you guys were watching last season, but I did put up some pictures of me stalking Luann because we all know she's my favorite. So let's get into this, and let's get into the after show. Bethany is working and grieving, which is really interesting. She's launching some sort of denim line, and Ramona is in all blue.
Yeah, I mean, it's very Bethany of her to just kind of keep it going.
Of course.
But, you know, yeah, I mean, it's rough to lose someone that's so close to you so suddenly and unexpectedly. She seems like she's putting on a good face. So I don't know. It's rough to see her like that. She had a kind of rough go at it last season, too, like emotionally. So
totally.
It's going to be a big emotional Bethany roller coaster again, I feel.
I feel like they did a great job in this episode balancing it because it is such a deep conversation and like to see her like go in the bathroom in the middle of that and she's like, this isn't the time to be thinking about like those things. That's real. Like,
yeah,
so
totally.
I appreciate that, but I love the balance of it, and I love that, and I think it's just because it's Bethany, the fact that she is the type of person who's like, okay, I know I got a job to do, this is what he wants. Like, she can take herself out of the situation, whereas I feel like if it was any of the other women.
Lots of bouncing to the Hamptons, which makes me get... I want summer to get here.
I can't
wait to be in the Hamptons this summer.
It's been raining so damn much here in L.A.
Yes, I am over the rain.
Sun.
God, it's been awful. Just so much rain, and we're just over it. We want to be in the Hamptons with Bethany eating lobster sandwiches.
Oh, Luann
can come
crab.
To I know. It looks so good. I want to go to a clam bake.
I do so bad. When they said clam bake, I was like, I need one now.
Come back home with me for 4th of July.
We will. So Dorinda's with her gay. And she's, you know, obviously, she's trying to let us all know she's healthy. And that was her point. I'm healthy. I want to sweat. I want to work out. And this is what I've been doing is working out. And talking about Luann. What is going on? Like, is this really about Giovanni? Like, why can't you just be like, look, I was a little drunk, I was a little hurt. I say things, obviously, when I'm drunk. If she could admit that she doesn't handle alcohol well, what's the extra step in taking some acknowledgement with the Luann thing?
You know what? I think, Bethany kind of mentioned it earlier or later in the episode with it being so many small things adding up to bigger things. And she's like, I know. And like kind of relating that to her and Carol.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, but I also find it funny that Dorinda can realize that she's not a good drunk, but she can't accept other people realizing that she's not a good drunk. You know, like when she's like, well, and Luann thinks I'm just the worst and blah, blah, blah. It's like, if you have the enough self-awareness to say, like, I'm not good at drinking, like, you shouldn't have an issue with someone else noticing as well. Maybe you should put down that glass of wine.
Like, I love
maybe
how the it's not good like- for you. Did someone say something like you were nasty? Yeah. I'm like, you obviously watched the show. That's exactly what they said.
Lots of people.
And she was like, no, no. That was a Luannism.
But it's just that I love Dorinda. I love Dorinda, yeah. But it's just like, be a little bit more self-aware.
Yeah, well, self-aware or not, she's going down the laundry list of what Luann has done this entire summer. And Bravo backed it up with the montage. Y'all are so shady over there.
Love it.
She says she just needs a minute. And well, that's fine. Well,
I agree with it. I think that honestly, like, you look, we see this across every housewife platform. Like, there's always the friends that are actually friends. They get into it because of a stupid drunk night, drunk conversation. I think, honestly, out of all of them, not to bring him back up again, but Atlanta is the queens of having a tiff, but then saying, you know what, bitch, like, let's just get over it really quickly. These girls are about to drag this all
I don't want them to.
Season. Like, but I think it's going to be funny because it's Dorinda, so it's because
she just doesn't give an F.
And neither does Luann, so it's, well, even though Luann really does.
Luann does.
But she'll just put the front up
exactly.
A soap.
It's always about armor with Luann. But I've always loved Luann. Everyone knows she's my favorite. And not for the obvious reasons. It's just for the relatability aspect throughout the years. Luann is a messy bitch, and I love that about her. You know what I mean? Getting drunk, falling in the bushes, getting caught cheating, trying to cover it up, caught talking in French, sleeping with the pirate on vacation. She is a G.
But do you think Dorinda's more mad at Luann? Because it's like, bitch, why are you mad at me? Like, it was like, Dorinda's more like,
Dorinda,
you know,
being
it
hateful
was
and jealous.
Really?
You think
jealous
that's what it was?
What?
Or is it more Dorinda looking at it like, girl,
you gotta give something to Dorinda. If she feels like she hooked you up with a bunch of dresses and a showroom of it, and you're living the life, she's gonna want you to just give her a little bone and like be like, and the dresses, thank you, Dorinda, for the dresses. Like, it would have just been smoothed over.
Yeah.
But it's really not about Dorinda. It's about Luann that night.
It's not, but I just feel like...
What's
and
this
is
really
why
about,
Let's
break it down.
What is this really about? I mean, this
you're
is what
yelling
we're,
at me, and
we're
I don't
talk
know if we could
this
still be friends.
We can't co-host together.
I just feel like it's Luann's like pretentious attitude that is really the whole thing with Dorinda, where it's like, yeah, Dorinda, you shouldn't really be drinking as much as you are. But like with Luann telling you that, like, who is she to be standing on her high horse when she just got arrested and to do you like all this stuff? She's in and out of rehab. Like, who are you to tell me this? Like, I
so
think
you're
that's
saying it
where
goes
coming
all the way
from
back to Columbia.
Yeah, I think it goes further. Yeah, like even with, and I think Dorinda, and she shouldn't be, but I think she's using Luann's, you know, arrest, her drunkenness, like against her. When it comes to, like, you can't tell me how to live my life when it comes to drinking because you've had your missteps at it, too. And I think that's where it comes from. Like, I mean, telling someone they drink a lot or that they're a bad drunk is kind of, like, a sensitive thing. Like, no one likes to hear that. Everyone wants to think they're fun and they're outgoing.
Nobody
so
wants
much,
to
like,
hear
great
that.
To be
Dorinda
around.
Was really happy when Bethany apologized about that. Like, it meant everything to her. I was actually watching a little bit of the reruns today, and I'm just so glad Carol's gone. I'm sorry. It was just so bad towards the end. end. Like, her fighting in between Andy and her telling Andy, oh, you're scared of her. I was watching all of this again today going, what is happening? Mm-hmm. I'm so glad she's gone. Sonia was the comic relief tonight. She was cracking me up. I was loving everything. I love how she's close to the poodle now. She had a little bit of a bad rap last year with the whole giving away the poodle thing. I was going crazy.
Yeah.
I talked a lot of shit about her because you can't just be giving away your pets. So I'm glad that she's taking the initiative to be a better mother to the dog, taking the dog out to go to the bathroom, even though we didn't actually see the dog poop. You gotta, like...
Well, she probably has her assistant to it.
Well, she's like... He's gonna run to the tree.
Whoever that random step of
her,
step
her new assistant.
Yeah, her name is Tanya. Is it Tanya? Taylor, and she's a fresh of breath there.
What in the LACasting.com is going on here?
Well, they're all usually interns that are like trying to get college credit, but she looks like she's out of college.
Yeah, she does.
She looked like she was going to throw that on the bed when Sonia was like, what's taking so long?
Oh my God. I'm like, Sonia, why are you acting like a princess expecting toast in a one bedroom apartment that probably costs $10,000 a month? Don't get me wrong. But
no,
even
y'all,
Jesse,
when I tell you, I had him rewind this twice, and then I really had to like re-ask him. I was like, wait, this is her apartment? When I saw that shoe rack next to her bed, and then her in the bed, and then the hamper next to it with the little table, I said, what is happening in the college dorm room?
Honey, we're not in the three-story townhouse
curtains
no more.
With duct tape.
Oh, well, that took it. I mean, don't get it twisted. I've been there. But
yeah.
I don't spend $10,000 on my rent.
At least they're monogrammed, so it adds some class to it.
But you know what?
But then you're going to have a guy come over to Netflix and show with duct tape.
Black duct tape.
How are you going to hang a fabric that's so heavy? Like, go get some sheets or something. Like, that's what you do in the hood. You put a sheet up.
Right, like, how about you butter your own toast and send your assistant out to the Soho district and go grab you a freaking piece of
Chinatown.
She can afford Soho.
Love her, but... Yeah.
I'm just glad we're seeing Sonia's new place.
Yeah, and it just, all of these things is what makes Sonia so likable. It's just like, I feel like she is so like flippant to how crazy she is, you know? Like, it's just normal to her. Like, yeah, my She-Rack's here. Yeah, I'm gonna hang up some bath towels on my window. Like, she just finds that, like, I don't know, there's something like so enduring about her that makes that.
Yeah, like, honestly, her and Ramona could have a talk show together.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
I mean, really, it's already Kathy Lee and Hoda, but...
Oh my God. The dynamic duo they're is just... literally back.
Pink and lacquer doors. Oh, I can't.
I'm not gonna come back if it's like this.
I'm not coming back here if it's like this. Oh my God, I'm gonna have a seizure.
Yes.
Girl, what are you saying?
And I love the dog talk. You know, she's like, you know... She has his friend. I mean, he has his friends, and I can't be with his friends. You know, he likes to start at the butt, and I like to start at the back of the neck. I'm like,
and Ramona's I'll sniff wherever. Like, Ramona's crazy.
I like
love
that.
This dog talk.
It was a good idea to like, you know, go for the dog owners. That's a good like dating tip.
Honey,
I
is all about the
that.
Dog owners. My dog is such a magnet. If I take her to Runyon, I'm getting at least a couple guys going, she's so cute.
Yes.
She's adorable. And I'm like, I know. What else do you want to know? We can talk about this forever.
That's why I don't like my boyfriend leaving the house with our dog. Like,
oh, yeah. It's a conversation starter.
It's a chick magnet. No.
Yes. Well, Bethany is in the Hamptons and she's reliving it. You know, she's talking about Bryn texting Dennis, which was a little heartbreaking. You know, there's nothing to say. 50 text messages. He wanted to marry me. It doesn't matter. He's dead. It's sad. Her words, not mine. I'm just saying, like, it really doesn't matter. This girl is grieving, and this is all we're seeing right now. This is just pure grief. And I'm glad that she has friends around her. Luann is down the street charging her Vespas, though. She said the lawsuit is what caused her to kind of, like, get stressed and relapse, and that's why she eventually went back to rehab. Barbara, I thought she was just like a friend that wanted an apple. This
Girl.
Is the new housewife.
Is this what it is? I was trying to figure that out, too.
This is the new housewife.
Okay.
Wait, is it known that they're getting a new housewife?
Oh, she's new. She's the new housewife.
Yeah, but like, is she like a Marlowe? Like, no. You know what I mean? Is she like the friend
Everyone said New York was getting an additional castmate this season. Yeah. And I think Barbara is her.
And I was thinking about it. Like, as for Marlowe, like, we just started seeing her in confessionals, I feel like, this season. And it was later on in the season. Like, it took a while. And like, with this, I was like, oh, she's already getting.
I know.
She but got think about speak. Tanya was getting, get, gets one-on-ones.
And I'm she's telling you, she's a housewife.
I think. She is.
She gives me more Jersey tea, though.
Let us know in the chat. I see you guys.
She does have a Jersey look, not so much New York.
She does.
She's a little bit too, like, I feel like our New Yorkers are a little bit, they're like low maintenance looking, but like high maintenance dressing.
She's very high maintenance looking.
Yeah.
You know, she reminds me of Jackie from Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah.
She does kind of remind me of that.
Jennifer's the
Way back, Jackie.
Oh, that okay. Yes, Jacqueline. Yes.
Jacqueline Lurita. Do you think it's like the needlework?
Needlework, the hair, the fluff out, like
it's a lot. Well, she did say she was living in the Hamptons, so obviously has money. I see you guys in the live chat. Charlie in charge, it's good to see you. Hi guys.
Hi, Charlie in charge. He was just in the Jersey live chat.
Yeah, she said it's great that we're just seamlessly transitioning from New Jersey to New York.
Yes, it is.
And hi, Jackie Galaxy. Yes, you guys, I see you guys in the chat. It's good to see you guys. Make sure to subscribe to two or more of our channels, and we will shout you out because we're the ESPN of TV Talk. We love it here at AfterBuzz. And we're continuing on. Pink and yellow, Gucci sweater. Ew, Dorinda. I don't know what she's wearing.
Do we ever really know? Like, the one thing with Dorinda, and I love her. I met her, and she is fabulous, and she is a sweetheart. But I'm going to need your gay friends to do better because there's not one scene. And then you really went to go grab them pants. Those are the pants you chose. And did you see Tinsley? And she was like,
those
are so you.
She was like, Luann shops here a lot. I'm like, so you're mad at Luann, but you keep just bringing her up every 5 seconds.
Luann shops here a lot.
She's like, how are you guys doing? Not good. Not well, bitch.
Well, did you want to talk about Luann at all?
So I don't know if she's exactly a housewife or not. We will find out. We will keep you guys updated. But if you guys know, let us know. Tweet me at Hollywood Leon and let me know. Ramona wants to learn how to swim. Because of what happened in Colombia. Yes, they almost died last year, Jesse.
Okay.
It was pretty intense. The anchor had to be cut off. There was smoke. People were throwing up. The camera had to be put down. You know, Bravo, when the camera goes down, that's when it's really bad because they would have caught all of that.
How below deck of that.
Exactly. Yeah, so she's just a little shut up. That bathing suit was a lot. Dorinda and Tinsley are shopping. Let's talk about this introduction to Tinsley. I feel like all of this whole episode was kind of weak when it came to Tinsley.
When is it ever strong when it comes to Tinsley?
I don't know.
It's never strong.
At least
I can't
she's
with
getting
Tinsley.
A Bentley out of it now. She's finally, she must be doing something right because now at least she's getting cars out of it.
I can't with her. I'm done. I was done 2 seasons ago. I'm done even more now. Like she just, I can't. I'm done.
She's been on for three. This will be a
this
third
is her
season.
Third year.
Yeah,
it's
that's
just one too many.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening, but I really want to see that clip of her going, I'm miserable.
It's like it tells. Like Tinsley is the girl that pretends like everything is perfect when we know it's just not. Like I'm not buying what.
But
you're
she
selling.
Goes and she wants to sit and listen to you and all of your problems, and she's gonna help you out. And it's like, well, girl, what's going on with you? Nothing, sis. I'm fine. And
yeah,
it's like,
her relationship with Scott is like the most basic, non.
It's not.
It's just like I don't know how that even happened.
It doesn't even seem like fireworks when they're together.
For
like
real.
There doesn't really seem to be like any chemistry. And then just like
he's not a bad looking guy too. Like we talked about this. Like he just went for her because she kissed him right away. And I'm like, is he just the kind of guy that doesn't really get that many girls?
He probably just doesn't want to work hard. And like you're just throwing it at him. You're already like you know whatever. Like yeah, why not?
Mm. She's relatable in the sense I know a lot of girls like her.
Well, a lot of
how
girls
they
throw
doing?
It out.
They're actually out here in L.A., so I don't know what's going on in New York. And how are they doing? Well, they haven't posted on Instagram in a few months.
Yes.
So.
They must be busy, hard at work. Trying to learn how to swim. Maybe Boris is with them, swimming instructor who came with colorful trunks.
First of all.
I think Ramona just wants to smash.
That's all Ramona wants to do. What do you mean you think?
I'm like, Ramona,
we know this.
You came to the door in the bathing suit, like full blown, ready to go, sex vibes right away, laughing, giggling. Yeah, I don't know. What did you guys think about this? Do you think Ramona really wants to learn how to swim, or is it about the noodle?
It's both, all of the above. I think just like she was trying to think of a cute date night. She's like, I want a swimming teacher. Next week it'll be, I want to learn how to golf. And I just want a man with a washboard abs. And like, I just can't wait till she's like in her 70s. And I want her to smoke a cigarette while she's sitting there drinking her Pinot and just like talking shit at the door. Like, I love Ramona.
I love Ramona.
Ramona is, she's iconic. I mean, she has been on for 11 seasons. They're never going to get rid of her. She just never lets us down, and she always surprises me.
Yeah.
I mean, every season, there's just new things.
Like, I mean, and she just keeps it real. Like, she's just funny. She's really, like, I don't know, a woman in her 60s, like, doing the damn thing, looking that good, can answer a door like that, and just, like,
and acting that crazy.
Yeah, like,
they should do a dating show for her.
Wow, Bethany, wow, 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 Bethany, wow, 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 wow.
I would like to see her date around, but, like, I don't know. I feel like she'd be too, like, that'd be too much for her.
She's kind of
I think it'd be hilarious, like, her and then Durant.
Yes,
and then you get, what's her name? Sonya sitting there on the side of her.
Like consulting. Yeah. But then I feel like Sonya would try to take her mouth.
Yeah, and that's what I want all of them.
Dorinda and Ramona. Dorinda and, yes, Dorinda can screen the guys before they get to Ramona. It could be a whole show. Dorinda and Sonya can screen the guys and see who's the perfect match for Ramona.
That would be fun.
But you know what,
Eight episodes, that's it. One season and never again.
Mario popped up in this preview like the whole episode. What is this saying?
That she's just dipping back and she's not fully committing. We also see Red Scarf Guy. Like, she's just playing the game. She is playing the game. You gotta respect a woman that knows how to play the game.
Okay, yeah. Red Scarf Guy. Is it Ray?
I forget his. I just know him as Red Scarf
Ray
Guy.
Ray is the guy that was drunk with Luann that was like just going crazy. Red Scarf Guy was the one trying to date Carol and Bethany.
Yeah.
And Sonya, you're so messy.
She's sloppy. I love it. You gotta love a 60-something-year-old woman that can be that messy with no shame. Like, what the hell?
Oh, Ramona, she's icon status.
But that instructor. We need to rewind because the two things that need to be burnt this episode is the bathing suit Dorinda wore and the bathing suit that this man wore because they look like of the same pattern.
Store. Okay, maybe I didn't pay too much attention.
To which one?
The bathing suit that Dorinda wore in that in the dressing room was so. Dorinda's got some legs on her.
No, I will give her that.
And like a butt, right?
She
maybe didn't focus too much on the swimsuit per se. I was looking at her body.
Snatched. The bathing suit
I'm not going to give snatch, but
trash.
It was real cute.
Okay.
The trash was bathing suit. And then, sir, you were real excited to be on Bravo.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
He was so happy sucking in his stomach.
He was.
With them tight little colorful scuba gear pants shorts.
Do you think he's going to get more swim work out of this?
It depends on how well he did the breaststroke afterwards.
It depends on how many rave reviews Ramona gives him, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Red Scarf Guy is now the Black Scarf Guy.
Yeah,
and
changed.
Charlie in Charge says that Ramona was on Andy Cohen's dating show. That's right, The Love Connection.
Oh, yeah.
Which got canceled.
We need to go back and watch that episode to see if anything came out of it. Clearly not.
Clearly didn't. I don't think that show worked for
anybody. Play is still playing.
Yeah, Andy Cohen's tried a couple things outside of Bravo, and he just keeps running back.
You don't need anything. This is literally, you have it all.
Seriously, why even try anything else?
You're fine.
Yeah, give me the Love Connection job. You had enough jobs.
That was just a trash show, Perry.
Yeah. So Tinsley can't drive, speaking of, and she has a Bentley. Sonya's with her, who is very calm, by the way. What's up with that? I feel like
that
Sonya
was
two hours
prior of half a zanny.
Yeah.
She said she forgot to give one to the dog.
Right, because she took it 2 hours prior.
Yeah, I couldn't drive it with Tinsley. I can't barely drive with my mom, and Tinsley was stressing me out. Yeah. Like, I can't. In
the
New
screaming
York
and everything.
I would have said, I'll drive, girl. It's all good.
And
for
like,
real.
Isn't driving like riding a bike? Like, maybe because I've done it my whole life. Like, I don't know. Like, wouldn't you just get back in a car and know what to do?
100%. I lived in New York for 7 years. I drove before it, and then I drove after it. Like,
I just feel
but
like
the first
simple.
Day you weren't like weirded out.
No, what am I like? Oh my god! like, you don't turn the fucking wheel.
And then, like, stay between the lines.
Would your first day really be a busy day driving to the Hamptons from New York? Like, wouldn't you, like, ease your way
into
it?
Well, I don't know about your life, girl.
And I love how they didn't take the jitney. Ramona's always willing to save a couple $100 and take the jitney, but she had a ride this time, so she was fine.
Let's just be thankful none of them took that, whatever that bus was.
Yeah. Even me, who's a poor person, definitely compared to some of these ladies, I've never taken the jitney.
I hate public transportation.
And I took it from L.A. to L.A. to Vegas.
Mm. Honey, that's not the jitney. That's called the Greyhound.
No, it's not. It's not like the Bonza bus or something. And there was chickens on it. And I was like, oh, okay.
What?
We're done with this.
Oh, no, no, no. I would have hitchhiked in Barstow somewhere.
A dollar from L.A. to Vegas.
A dollar?
Mm-hmm.
It's a dollar.
$1.
You're rethinking?
No.
It's called like the Bonza bus or something.
You pay what you get. You,
like, no, but don't get twisted. You can plug in your phone and you can use the Wi-Fi. There may be a chicken on the bus. But
I can't.
You may get E. coli.
Well, everyone is like, I don't know, everyone's heading into the Hamptons. I'm like, I guess we need to go to the Hamptons too, yes. Guys. Let's go. Let's
do an
go.
After show from the Hamptons?
Ramona's saying that Luann is broken. I don't know. Like, are we really going to make Luann the storyline for the entire season? I hope they're giving us something else because everyone is trying to get them together, from Barbara to Bethany to Ramona. Like,
yeah, I definitely think it's going to be the whole, like, Luann and Dorinda repairing of the friendship season. But I did find it to be funny that each one of them thinks that the other is, like, deeply messed up in the head. Like, Luann's like, something's wrong with Dorinda.
But those are
she's not
best
herself.
Friends.
Yeah. And Dorinda's, oh, Luann is just like, there's something there. It's off. Like, they both, like, think that the other is messed
up. They're both
up.
On this high horse that yeah. They're not going to come down.
I love
they're
them.
Not. But I mean, I'm team Dorinda on this, so I feel like we're going to be on odds at odds all season.
Well, I'm with Dorinda, because here's my thing: I feel like the storyline is going to be them, but I feel that Bethany is going to have a Nene breakdown this season, mm-hmm. because she's holding it all together. Oh, and yeah. We saw a little clip of her like going in on it. Looks like Luann, but you never know with the editing.
Yeah,
but I think Bethany is going to have the major breakdown of the season, and what that will ripple into, because like Ramona had a key phrase tonight where she made mention of, so what, Bethany said 10 times worse to all of us and we all get over it,
mm-hmm.
and I that's just true. I'd always kind of, I feel like they'd throw things in. I wonder if that's almost a setup to everyone kind of flipping.
Well, Bethany,
on Bethany
loves yelling at Luann, so yeah. I do agree. I mean, I do believe that she is really getting yelled at. And Luann has always had some sort of pretentious vibe that everyone on the show has always hated. From season one, Bethany was calling her out going, like, why can't I introduce you to my driver as Luann? Why do you have to be Miss Delaceps? Like, he's my driver. Like, who cares? Like, you know what I mean? So I really do feel like there is a time and place for Bethany to get on Luann, and when it goes there, she really does know how to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm excited about is it looks like Scary Island Part 2. I mean, I'm hearing Go to Sleep. I'm having flashbacks of the first New York season and Bethany telling Kelly Bensimo, go to sleep, you're crazy! And now she's telling Sonia to go to sleep or go to bed or something, and she falls off the table. I don't know, guys. It looks like it's going to be a pretty good season. So with that, let's get into our news and gossip. Because we have a lot to gossip about.
This is the news and gossip.
News and gossip.
Oh, there we go.
TV news.
Okay, so Real Housewives of New York's Bethany Frankel and Jason Hoppe's explosive text messages exposed in court. He accuses her of allowing Brent to travel alone with boyfriend. And she slams him as a deadbeat. They were in court on Monday to fight over custody of their 8-year-old daughter, Bren. Yeah, the custody battle is still going on. And during the appearance, shocking text messages sent between the two of them were exposed.
There's the picture of them if you are watching in the live chat.
Yes.
If you're listening to us, there's a split-screen picture of Bethany and Jason Hoppe, who is just a complete psycho. He fooled us all for such a long time. But then his true colors came out. He's completely obsessed with her. And apparently he manhandled Brynn, and even Bethany has accused him of abusing the dog. And you know how it goes. You cannot do that to animals. I will go crazy on you.
Yes. But then Jason is also saying that, you know, he's been sending text messages to Brynn. I love you so much. It's so nice to have... to have a daddy who loves you. Daddy tried to call you last night, but mommy wouldn't let you talk to me. And he also didn't like that Bethany let her, Brynn, travel with Dennis alone, apparently.
How old is Brynn?
She's 8.
Like where? Like to the store?
To the Hamptons. By herself with Dennis.
And like vacationed with him, or just like they drove there together to meet Bethany?
I think vacationed together. With Bethany, yes.
Well, we have to find out more details about that, because that doesn't seem like totally
you picking over here.
Yeah. But yeah, no, so they're still going at it in court. It's not pretty. It's not nice. It's not.
Well, I don't know. I don't really want to speak on the children, especially if we don't know every single facts. But I do want to say, with all these documentaries coming out on Netflix and HBO with children and parents, like, we really do need to be careful, and at all times, don't ever let your children be in the company of anybody without your supervision. I think that's the point that I'm trying to make without getting too deep into anything. Let's move on to our tweet section, because this is what's the fire about it, is you guys talking about what's happening throughout the episode. Oh, that was a cute little tweet sound. Thank you for that, Steven. So we're talking about Carol first. Can you kind of zoom in so I can read? Because I'm a little bit blind. So this is a picture of Carol laying on a bed with a laptop, and it says, this is a live feed of Carol. Can you go up a little bit? This is the live feed of Carol watching tonight's episode in order to see if Bethany says anything about her.
Bethany didn't, but Dorinda brought her up.
Yeah, Bethany didn't say anything about her. We have bigger fish to fry, Carol. Sorry, we left all of your drama in the reunion. We were so over it. Let's move on to the next tweet. This one is by the Housewives guy, who I really love on Twitter. And he says, going back to rehab for a second time and getting the help she needed is an absolute success, not a failure on Countess Luann's part. Relapse is unfortunately part of the process. Love you, Lou.
You would pull that.
Excuse me, I am a rooter.
But it's true. That's
true.
I am going to root for Luann. I love Luann, and I am all about the success.
Shout out to Bravo for saying, come on back, and now we're going to put you through the ringer and see if third time's a charm.
Exactly.
Luann is not going anywhere. She's like one of those Ramonas as well. Like, she's iconic. She's part of the show.
Oh, I meant like third time's a charm. Back to her.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying also, though.
I think rehab or not. I feel like she's going to hold strong this season.
We will wait for you, girl.
Speak for yourself. Mm-hmm.
All right. One more. So Ramona's pool scene. This is from Mario Kiki. He says, Ramona's pool scene is reminding you why she's been on the show for 11 years. Yeah. She's hilarious, shameless, and messy. Mm-hmm. But not so messy that you can't stand her.
That is like so spot on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know, because sometimes she really does make me hate her.
Yeah,
because
a few seasons ago...
she goes over the line sometimes.
Yeah.
I can't... I love her. She just makes me smile.
Wow, Bethany. Wow.
You need to smile every once in a while.
What's going on with Ramona's face? There's some stuff happening.
You think?
One of her eyes looks a little bit weird.
I didn't notice anything.
That could just be, honestly, a filler and Botox situation that just, you know, I mean, she filmed too early.
Yeah, and someone on Twitter was talking about, like, she had some, like, a bad lip job, too. So, you guys are noticing a lot of things. Make sure to tweet us, at Hollywood Leanne. Make sure to, if you want to be featured in our tweet segment, make sure to tweet us and let us know, and we will put you guys on air and shout out your tweet, especially if it's really hot and juicy, because we love that. Let's do quick little predictions from what we saw in this episode, and then we will wrap up.
You're After Buzz TV.
So obviously we kind of talked a little bit of what we were predicting throughout the season. We already did teams. We got two Team Dorindas over here. Obviously, I don't even have to say it. I'm Team Luann. Only because, you guys, it doesn't matter. Luann was in rehab, so when she came out, maybe she was feeling a little holier than now. That's fine. But the point is, I'm doing good. I'm having a show, and you act like a fool at my show. If you want to continue this fight, in reality, it's Dorinda who was acting a fool.
I don't think so.
Giovanni! Giovanni!
Clip. I live for Giovanni. I live for it. I now know what Giovanni is because of Dorinda. So, no.
I know.
Because okay, I wanted to ask, what is Giovanni?
Giovanni is like, it's just a dress department store, but it was in the shadows until Dorinda brought it out. Now it's been featured on Housewives of New Jersey. Yes. Like Jennifer Lane to
Giovanni.
Every
time I see Giovanni, I think of Dorinda and I think of what she did for Luann. Yeah. So
I personally work in Beverly Hills, so I see Giovanni every day.
So Dorinda was petty just by saying Giovanni, but she still clapped for the bitch.
Yes.
And all she just was saying was Giovanni. Girl!
Mm-mm. Her makeup was ready. Well,
she was going, Giovanni, Giovanni. And then at the reunion, they were like, so why did you heckle her? And she was like, I didn't heckle her. And everyone's like, oh, you heckled her. So when it came out, obviously, like, you know, with Luann and everything, they were just immediately on the outs.
Okay.
So they're dragging that mess back into the season, and I'm here for it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's interesting. It's fun.
I love it. That is definitely why, like, what kept bringing them downwards was, like, the flat denial from Dorinda that she was being a petty bitch. But you know what? I do see, like I said, I think that Dorinda is just tired of Luann's like holier than thou attitude, especially when it comes to alcohol, and just doesn't want to hear it from her. But I think as far as the season goes, I really don't see them mending their friendship. I could see them being cordial to one another and just being like cool, but
it's
I don't know, it's really not that big of a deal. And they really were actual friends, like longtime friends.
But when it happened, it happened, and she went to rehab, and it caused Dorinda not to really
be there. Yeah.
So it's like, even though it was something little, that little something was a bigger part of a picture. Which Dorinda, it's like, girl, be petty and clap your hands, but when she did go to rehab, you probably should have. To me, that's what Dorinda should apologize.
Pettiness.
I'm not apologizing for saying Giovanni. I'm apologizing because, you know what? I felt some sort of way that you got mad at me, and then I didn't come or at least call you and check on you.
Yeah.
That's what I think Dorinda should be apologizing for.
Yeah.
But who was it that made the humble comment? Because I believe. Was that Bethany?
That was Ramona. About Luann.
Honestly, that was really real. It's like when you go through something like that, like you have to realize like there's a reason why you have this addiction and you're allowing yourself to spin out, and you have to humble everything down. And I think that this is a testament to it. And so I'm with you.
Yeah.
Well, Luann has had a lot of really amazing things happen right after something horrible. So I do feel like she's just trying to take lemons and make lemonade. Yeah. So I don't think she did. If it was any other normal person or an everyday person, I think they would have a chance to have that perspective and come down and be humbled and come down to earth and be like, I just got out of rehab. But this is kind of like a public figure. Yeah. This is someone on
TV.
And
people are dragging it.
There was a reality camera outside of the rehab center. When she walked out of rehab, we saw it last season.
Yeah.
She got in the car and Dorinda called her and she goes, I just got out of rehab and I don't know, I'm going home and I feel good. So it's like, I don't think she did have a chance to be humbled. So maybe this attitude is what's really going to be the detriment of everyone's relationship with her, because it's been an ongoing theme. People are kind of tired of this attitude that she kind of puts on.
Yeah, I mean, and to be completely honest, I think the teaser was great, but I don't see it being as, like, I enjoyed last season. I don't know. Like, I don't see it being, like, I don't see there being a lot of conflicts between a lot of the women.
Yeah.
I am looking for, because I believe Tinsley and Scott are officially done.
Yeah, I don't think they're dating right now.
Yeah, so I am looking forward to seeing that demise. being honest, and like hopefully Tinsley could give us something, because like the previous last two seasons, I've been hoping for something from her. I'm really hoping for a little bit more.
Tinsley, like in some sort of Cirque du
Soleil,
and some play or whatever. Maybe we'll get more from her. But yeah. I was optimistic last season. I didn't get what I wanted, so maybe this season we will.
Yes, well, I predict that we will definitely see, like, a new side of the ladies. I feel like because there really isn't that much conflict other than with Luann and Dorinda, maybe mm-hmm. the other ladies will get to know each other, will get to meet Barbara. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing Ramona and Sonia kind of get along, because when they have a good relationship, I feel like it kind of brings out the party vibe yeah. with everybody yeah. else. And everyone knows when Sonia drinks, we have a good season. It yes. gets nasty. We yes. see everyone's vaginas and everybody makes out with each other. I Which saw women making happening. Out this in is, the preview.
This is it.
So yeah. I do feel like this season, maybe it isn't going to be about the problems. Maybe it's going to be about the party, and I'm down with that. Let's party down.
As long as it's a good party, because yeah, that Mexico trip a couple years ago was by far one of my favorite Housewives trips.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
When Sonia couldn't even stand up yeah, and they were like, all kissing.
The
and
it bikini was so... bottom was slipping down, yes. like for whatever reason. Luann falling in the rose bushes. Like
that was actually
what?
The last season I'd watched.
Yeah, it was miraculous. So it was beautiful.
And by the clip, I think we could be going towards it.
Yeah.
Yes. So that is our prediction. Our prediction is that maybe there won't be that much conflict throughout the episodes. There won't be all this drama other than Dorinda and Luann at this standoff. But we're predicting a party. So make sure to tune in every Wednesday. We're going to break it down for you guys and let you know what the tea is. Throw you in some gossip that you probably didn't know about. So make sure to keep up with us on all social media aspects. And make sure to follow me on Instagram. That's where I am the most, at Hollywood Leanne. I have some things brewing in the next couple weeks. We might have a show coming out here. It's called It's Bravo, Bitch. It's going to be about all things Bravo here at AfterBuzz TV. So make sure to tune in. It's going to come out any second, and we're going to need your full support. I'm your host, Hollywood Lee, and I can't do this without my panel. Jesse, thanks for coming in tonight. We appreciate you guys.
Thanks for having me.
Chels.
Yeah, guys. Love it. You can find me at ChelseaSarkJones.com. And again, I'm also very active on Instagram at C_S Jones. Jesse?
You guys can hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J. If you guys love Love and Hip Hop, check out VH1's podcast, Love and Hip Hop The Tea. Subscribe on Apple Music and all that stuff. And then also check out AfterBuzz TV's Reality Roast.
Ooh.
Yes, I'm a big fan of that show. I love
it. You gotta come on in.
I would love to be on it. All right, guys, we'll see you guys next Wednesday. Bye, AfterBuzzers. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.